It is time for the WILO and Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. It is sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and brought to you by WILO. And we're going to start off this morning, nobody more appropriate than Shan Sheridan, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort. Good morning, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. We all found out information yesterday afternoon about the state of Indiana going to go on shutdown tonight, and City of Frankfort following suit with an orange travel advisory. I know we had you as a regularly scheduled guest today anyway, Shan, so we might keep you for a few minutes if you've got it, but is there anything we need to know this morning other than just heed those warnings of local officials, right?
Well, absolutely. We're in a different, I was just talking with Cindy before getting on the air here, and we're in a different world. We're in a different time in our lifetime, as we were talking, that this is the first time this has happened in many folks' lifetime. Although, if you go back to World War II with rationing and some of the things that happened there, World War I, the Great Depression, there's been a variety of times where the nation's been called upon to do things. And so, our governor is asking us to hunker down a bit, and that doesn't mean it's a total shutdown. There's still essential businesses that have to operate and continue to function, and we applaud our leadership for understanding and recognizing that. But at the same time, we want people to be safe, and I applaud Casper Media for partnering with us on trying to make sure that we talk to the right people here over the next several weeks, whether it be our health department, whether it be our commissioners or our mayor, and talking to the right folks and making sure the right information is going forth. So we greatly appreciate what you guys are doing. A lot of people forget that the media pretty much has to be out there and doing their thing on a regular basis. I know you guys get a lot of on the national level, the media gets a lot of criticism, but I've always applauded our local media. You guys, I know what you do, and I know all the different hours of the day that you have to be involved in, and all the meetings that you're involved in, and we greatly appreciate the coverage and greatly appreciate keeping us informed.
Shan, I want to ask you, if there's a question I throw here, feel free to tell me you don't know. That's okay, too. I got a couple of Facebook messages yesterday and one call here at the radio station. What is the best thing to do if you think you might be coming down with something? You got a little fever, maybe a dry cough. What should we do? Have you heard other local health officials mention what the protocol should be?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm no doctor. I don't claim to be one, and I haven't been in a Holiday Inn Express in a long time. So I would have to say that the main thing to do is your body. My doctor tells me this all the time, and I have a great doctor. You know your body better than anyone. Mm-hmm. If there are things going on in your body that you feel is really, not right, and again, you gotta kind of trust your gauge on that, then I think that, those symptoms that, like I've had a running nose for like 3 years now. I can't get rid of the running nose. But a lot of it has to do with allergies and sinuses and things like that. But if your body is telling you that there's something not quite right, I think that you certainly, the great thing about what's going on today and more healthcare systems are going to virtual medicine, which is I think is a great opportunity to be able to talk to a nurse practitioner or a doctor online, even on video call or conference, or at least on the telephone, and be able to share your symptoms, and they can help you make an educated and a wise decision on whether or not you should be in the doctor's office or not. I would highly recommend to people that if you are not systematic in the sense that you are not experiencing these coronavirus type symptoms, but yet are still feeling sick, don't go to the emergency room. We certainly would much rather you, consult with your doctor, call your doctor, call a nurse practitioner, and then go from there. But if you feel like things are getting out of hand, and your body is doing things or telling you things that you should be aware of, I think that it's important that you get medical help. I will tell you, we have a great group of physicians and medical personnel in our community. When you think about this, we have IU Health, we have Witham, St. Vincent, and then you have the IU Health Arnett doctors. I mean, we're very fortunate in this community to have the healthcare system that we have for the size of community that we have. So I would highly suggest to lean in on those folks, but don't lean on so much that we're crashing the system. I think everybody needs to be reasonable and sensible. And that, you know, Ken made the, or maybe you made the comment, Kevin, that's why you love living in a place like Frankfurt. Normally common sense rules in the day versus pants. Mm-hmm. And so I greatly appreciate people thinking that way.
And I think I'd be remiss also, Shan, one part of this that not a lot of people talk about, I read an article over the weekend, is the psychological part of being cooped up, especially with kids, and finding ourselves in different situations and dynamics that we're not used to. I think it's a good thing to, do those puzzles. You know, watch those videos with the kids. And if you believe in it, faith can get you through a lot at this time.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that up. And we are very appreciative of again, Casper Media and this this new radio series that, I guess, media series that we're going to be partnering together with is going to talk about that. And we've got Matt Oliver. He is with Community Health, a counselor, director of counseling with Community Health, and he's going to be talking to us about some tips and how you can maintain your mental stability during these trying and confusing times. And, you know, it's kind of ironic that I've gone back to school now for psychology and working towards that degree so that I can eventually get back or go into counseling in the sense of being to be certified counselor. As a pastor, we do pastoral counseling, but to be able to go to a little more clinical side. And I will tell you, I'm very deep into the studies. And one thing that I will just address here on the psychological side, Kevin, that I think that everyone needs to recognize and understand that, you know, scientists, research has shown us that, and this is even a biblical principle, but we move toward what we think about. And so the obvious question then is, what are you thinking about? So if you're thinking about all of the stuff that's going on, if you are engaged in the anxiety and the stress and the panic that's happening, and you're constantly just feeding your mind and feeding your system with all the news and the updates, and I mean, it will take you down a path that's probably not a very healthy mental health state. So we're I think that you need to gauge what you're thinking about. If we move toward what we think about, that means that literally physiologically we're moving toward what we're thinking about. So your finance, your physical being, your health, all moves in that direction. So I think the opportunity to be able to think about things, you know, and you brought the faith aspect. I love this verse in the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is good, think on these things. And I think if we can start thinking different, we may start acting different. And if we start acting different, then we will behave differently on a regular basis. It puts the new habits in motion for us. And I'm praying. I really am. I'm praying throughout this entire crisis time that this is going to be a recalibration for many of us, that we'll be able to pause and say, you know what, I need to retune things, and I need to refine things, and I need to recalibrate as I reflect on my life. And as we look at that, you know, I think there's going to be some people who are going to come out of this stronger. I think there's going to be people that are going to come out of here most certainly more physically stronger and mentally stronger. And I pray that it's going to carry them through the rest of their life, as they're going to remember, you know, in 2020, we endured this so we can endure whatever's coming next. And I think mental toughness and resilience is absolutely a key essential dynamic during a crisis like this.
Well, Shane, we certainly appreciate your time this morning, and I know we're going to probably hold on to you for a few minutes to talk a few sure. a few things about Chamber of Commerce. And again, thank you for sponsoring this and bringing this to the Wylo listeners for the Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, because it is uncertain times.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin, and we'll be back with you with Party Line, but I will tell you this, you know, I go back and look at the history of the Chamber. In 1918, during the Spanish flu, the Chamber loaned the county some $100,000 in today's money to keep the hospital open.
Wow.
So when you think about the Chamber being around for 105 years, and you start thinking about some of the things that that when we start looking at the history, it's pretty amazing. And when a community comes together, and you know whether it be the Chamber, whether it be your banks, whether it be your restaurants, whether it be your city and county government, when you come together, we can do much more together than we do individually. So we appreciate all the partnership. And then you think about the media, and we just thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon here on Party Line.
Shane, thank you very much. Hey, real quick, did you get a receipt proving that the hospital paid that $100,000 back?
No. Actually, it's the way I understand it, I'm not too sure it ever got paid back.
Okay.
Now that you think, because we have minutes that go back all the way back to 1915.
That's great.
And so as I'm looking through those minutes, I never saw in 1918, 1919, but I will tell you that it was a unanimous vote. That time, the Chamber had so much money. It was equivalent to $100,000 today, so I think it was like 16,000 or some 18,000.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the number was off the top of my head, but I will tell you this. Now you bring that up, I may have to go back and check that out. So, but that's a good idea. I'll be putting an invoice together.
Hey, Shan, hang on the line for just a second. We've got Kim from Frankfort Main Street as well, all right?
Great. Thanks very much.